next hadith. Show Allah Ta'ala your good deeds in Ramadan. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports that one day when Ramadan had come near, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ramadan, the month of blessings has come upon you, wherein Allah Ta'ala turns towards you and sends to you His special blessings, forgives your faults, accepts your du'as, appreciates your competing with one another in good works, and boasts to the malaika about you. So show Allah Ta'ala your good deeds. For truly the most unfortunate one is the one is he who is deprived of Allah Ta'ala's mercy in this month. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reports that one day when Ramadan had come near, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ramadan, the month of blessings has come to you, has come upon you, wherein Allah Ta'ala turns towards you and sends to you His special blessings, forgives your faults, accepts your du'as, appreciates your competing with one another in good works, and boasts to the malaika about you. So show Allah Ta'ala your good deeds, for truly the most unfortunate one is he who is deprived of Allah Ta'ala's mercy in this month. Note, in this hadith we read about the spirit of competition among the believers, each one trying to do more good deeds than the other. The author says, in our home I am greatly pleased at seeing how the women compete with each other, each one trying to recite more Quran than others, so that together with housework, each one reads half to two-thirds of the Quran daily. That's 15 juz to 20 juz of the Quran daily. I mention this only as gratitude to Allah Ta'ala and not to boast of it. May Allah Ta'ala accept theirs and our actions and increase our ability to do good actions. So we should try, inshallah. One of the most important things in this Mubarak month of Ramadan is not to waste the time. So many of us are going to work, our routine is continuing as normal. But wherever there's time slots, perhaps before Salah, after Salah, instead of using it in idle talk or something not very constructive, open the Quran Kareem, recite from the Quran. You will be surprised to see that how many pages we can read in those few minutes before Salah, after Salah. In this way, it will all add up. Perhaps by the end of the month of Ramadan, another Quran Khatam will take place. We find the spirit of competition even amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The greatest amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. They also, on the occasion of Tabuk, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, today I am going to outdo Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he divided his entire wealth into half. Half for the expedition and half he left behind for his family for whatever needs he had. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came along. Before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, What did you bring? What did you leave behind? He said, I left half for my family and half I brought in the path of Allah for this expedition. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came along and he brought everything. He brought everything, whatever he had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, what did you bring? He said, what did you leave behind? I left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this spirit of competition was found amongst the greatest of people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and amongst them the highest ranking, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So by doing this, inshallah, we're trying to emulate them. Obviously, we cannot reach their level, but try, inshallah. And with our little effort and sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us greatly. Allah grant us tawfiq.